So, Zach, obviously, you know, the Extra Life charitable event that's going on this weekend is a pretty big deal. I know a lot of people are very passionate about it. And what it does, basically, for those who aren't familiar, is it allows people to raise money for, you know, a particular hospital that they've chosen in the Children's Miracle Network. And for myself and my co-host for Got Game, we've chosen Sick Kids Hospital. And we know for yourself personally, Sick Kids Hospital has obviously played a big part in your life. So if you could just bring us all up to speed as far as, you know, what your story is and sort of where you've come from and where you're going, how you're doing today.
Well, it kind of starts at 18 months old. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called nephrotic syndrome, which affects my kidneys. And for many years, it was able to be treated with occasional infusions of albumin, which is the protein that's present in your blood. But in 2008, you know, I was coming back from the cottage after skiing, and I felt unwell, and I ended up in a merge, and a couple days later, my kidneys failed. And for the next year, I spent a lot of time in hospital, and eventually, they removed my kidneys, and in June of 2009, I received a kidney transplant from my dad, and now I'm as healthy as I've ever been, and I haven't needed treatment since February, and I've been able to travel, and I'm at school regularly, and I've been able to do everything that a normal kid my age would be able to do.
That's fantastic to hear. Do you want to give your school a quick shout out before we carry on?
Yeah, Toronto Prep School and my old school, North Toronto as well. I'll give a shout out to those guys as well.
North Toronto. I was an old Northern guy, so we got a little rivalry going right from day one. Congratulations, obviously, on being able to accomplish what you have. I can't imagine that it's been an easy feat. But with that being said, I mean, you know, you've talked about your story and kind of, you know, what you've had to go through. Talk to me a little bit about what the, you know, I guess the Sick Kids Foundation and Extra Life means to you, because I know you're competing for the first time this year. I'm competing, and I say competing because it's definitely going to be a struggle, a 24-hour marathon of straight gaming, and obviously it's for a good cause. That's what gets you through it. But talk to me about your mental approach going into this.
Well, I get out of school on Friday regularly at 4 o'clock, but Friday's at 3, and my game plan is kind of to try to sleep for as long as I can up until when it starts. I'm planning to go from Friday midnight till Saturday midnight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I know a couple friends are going to come over on Saturday and game with me, but being in the hospital so often, you know, I'm kind of, you don't really need to keep track of time when you're in for so long. I mean, you do, but it's not the most important thing. And I remember when Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, and I got it, and I think I played it for 8 hours straight.
Good for you.
So it'll 24 hours is a bit longer than 8, but I think I'm going to be relying on a lot of Red Bull and coffee for a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm personally going to try my best to stay caffeine free. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm doing the 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. thing Saturday into Sunday. But so I guess let's talk about some of the games that you've got going on. I mean, you've mentioned the fact you got friends coming over, so that might dictate you know, what you'll be working with to some extent. But have you already sort of planned out the menu as far as what you're going to be feasting on from a gaming perspective?
Well, a little bit. I have a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox, so I've kind of got a wider range of games than I know some other people participating, but I'm actually going to try to get through either the Resistance series on PlayStation.
The entire series?
Yeah.
All three games,
or,
all right.
Yeah, all three games, or Gears of War on the Xbox.
Yeah.
But I'll obviously, when some friends come over, I'll obviously play some NHL 12, and Madden, which I've been playing a lot, and I think the new Madden's a pretty solid version of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely got something in there. I didn't have the most glowing review of Madden 12, but we can push past that.
Yeah.
Talk to me about some of your favorite all-time games. I mean, you mentioned the fact that Grand Theft Auto obviously helped you get through some pretty tough times. But you know, take me through the history. What are some of the more standout games that you've played in your life?
Well, I think one of the best games I've ever played is probably Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
If people don't know, I basically described it to my dad as Grand Theft Auto set in the 1800s on horses. Just the, you know, it's typical of a Rockstar game. It's got incredible story. It's got some great action, but just, you know, how they set up the whole scenery of the game, I thought was incredible.
You know, you're mentioning the studio names and the developers and everything.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that tells me that obviously gaming's been a pretty big part of your life. Is it safe to say and assume that, you know, through video games, you've gotten through some pretty tough times?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's when you're in hospital for weeks and months and you're really unwell, you know, you're not really getting to see friends and you're not really able to do things that you would like to do. And, you know, for the couple hours you're playing, even though there's no online play, you're kind of, you know, able to take a break and do something that you enjoy doing.
So, I mean, just to wrap this up, I guess, and I don't even know if this is really fair to ask of you, but you know, what do you have to say to people who are taking part in this competition that may not have, you know, had to endure the kind of things that you have, but they understand that, you know, obviously through Extra Life and through the Sick Kids Foundation, by donating cash, they're able to, you know, help someone like you or anyone else who's really had to go through some tough times in hospital. I think for the kids, especially when it comes to gaming, and you can you know, sort of tie in the gaming element to it, I think that adds a different element that you don't normally see in these charitable events.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different charitable event, but I received an email about an hour ago from Extra Life, and a stat was in it that said that 65% of their participants haven't raised any money yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that too.
And that really upset me because it's not hard to do to raise even a little bit of money, and even that little bit of money does a lot, you know? You don't need to raise like thousands and thousands of dollars to make a difference, but you know, it like a couple hundred dollars here, a couple hundred dollars there adds up, and it really is a good organization, and I think it's only been around a year, couple years, I think, and you know, it's got the potential to end up being a big thing. I know a lot of people enjoy gaming, and it's gotten me through some tough times in the hospital, and I think the money that's raised can do so much good for the hospitals that are working with the event.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing this, Zach. Best of luck in the 24 hours, and obviously in everything in real life as well. You know, I know it can't be easy, but you seem to be, you know, holding a solid head in terms of, you know, fighting the good fight, and, you know, I think it's very inspirational. So thanks for doing this, Zach.
Thank you, and go Leafs.